It's a trap!
Hello and welcome to episode number 190 of Radio TCX,
your weekly source for X-Wing news and strategy.
I'm Tim Dugan.
And I'm Carson Ray. I'm glad I get to say that bit. You know, usually John takes it, but luckily
John's
he was
reclaimed
all
it.
Sick and unable to say that. So lucky for me.
You're getting some old school Radio TCX content tonight. Just Tim and Carson here to talk into your ears for a solid, 25 minutes, half an hour. Let's get real old school and maybe just do like a 19-minute episode. I feel like some of our early ones were like 18 or 19 minutes, right?
Yeah, I mean, episode 190, let's get it out in 19 minutes. Call it good.
That seems good.
Then we can play some
Yeah,
Keyforge.
So, Keyforge is on my mind. Also, Marvel Champions still. That's a great game. We've got some stuff to talk about today, though. We've got some announcements that have been dropped from FFG through an unusual means, not through their website. So that's pretty cool. We saw the release of two big expansions this past weekend, and we saw another Grand Championship close out. So a decent amount of stuff to talk about today, I think.
Yeah, I mean, basically, in summary, we're going to, you know, update you about what's been going on in X-Wing and then make some promises about some future episodes for Radio TCX.
Well, here we go. All right, so the first big announcement that we got this past week was actually kind of a twofold announcement. The way it started was there is a fan-run, community-run X-Wing 2.0 Discord page that apparently the moderators of that page had been reached out to by Fantasy Flight Games, and they were actually given some information about release dates in the future, which, I mean, the release dates are cool, but I think this is also an interesting step forward in, like, Fantasy Flight community relations.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen, you know, over this past year, you know, with the release of second edition, that FFG has really stepped up their game as far as, you know, community outreach and just, yeah, really being a part of the community, communicating with us, letting us know what's going on, just providing a bit more transparency. And so this is just another step along
that way. Which
is
nice.
Yeah, it's absolutely nice.
And I mean, we've seen the change starting already. Matt Holland has done a really good job. He works over at FFG, and he's done a really good job as kind of doing the PR stuff between the players, not just for X-Wing, but for a lot of the Fantasy Flight games. So he's had an active presence out there answering people's questions about the game, which has been really nice to have because, I mean, we've been playing X-Wing for a very long time, and there would just be large gaps of time where, you know, we're waiting for maybe an FAQ update or other substantial changes or release dates that get delayed, and we would just not have any information for months. We'd be at the whim of whenever Fantasy Flight would just drop that information on their webpage.
Yeah, Matt Holland has been a tremendous boon for the X-Men community. You know, just having that direct correspondence. I mean, it takes a thick skin, I think, to deal with, you know, this community when they're upset. You know, meta's not great. We have tough questions. You know, he's not necessarily equipped to answer and has to go, you know, talk to the developers or organize play, you know, find the answers. But he's done a tremendous job, you know, being as transparent as possible, providing us with timely updates. And now we have a official presence on a community-driven Discord. And it's just like another step that shows that, you know, Fantasy Flight is, you know, like being a more mature company, providing that transparency, giving us the updates that we really should be getting. Which is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm happy to praise them for doing a good job. A lot of this is stuff I'm glad they're doing because I kind of expect it from a game that has such a community like X-Wing. So, I mean, it's cool that they're doing it. I'm thankful for that, but I'm also glad that they're finally, you know, more directly communicating with the fan base because I think that's a necessary part of this game community now, especially since we're having, you know, so many releases coming out. There's so many expectations about the game. It's good to have those open channels of communication. So hopefully this is the start of a new trend where we continue to see Fantasy Flight really communicating with the player base.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this has all been well overdue. You know, X-Wing is a massive game with a huge following, you know, one of the most popular miniatures games all over. And it really deserves that attention. You know, you got a big player base bringing in a lot of income, you know, the company should support that. And it's good to finally see, you know, steps by FFG to support that. And so we got to praise that. We want, you know, more and more contact. And it's cool to see that escalating from FFG.
The real sad part, though, is that the information they did communicate here to the Discord page, I think, is mostly kind of just sad news. It looks like we're getting some, I guess, effectively delayed release dates. So the information that was passed along was just release dates for a lot of the upcoming expansions, because we are waiting on Wave 6 to release. We're waiting on three of those expansion packs to come out, the Fully Loaded pack, the Never Tell Me the Odds, Debris, and Obstacle pack, and then the Hotshots and Aces, Pilots and Upgrade pack, as well as miscellaneous stuff like the X-Wing damage decks. So the first sad news is that the two ships I'd say we were most interested in coming from Wave 6 will not be releasing till approximately February of next year, whereas all the reprints that are coming out as part of Wave 6 look like they're going to be showing up in December. And this hurts especially bad since we dedicated last week's episode to talking about our hype or lack of hype for these two brand new ships to the game.
Yeah, the hype's going to have to wait a little bit till about February 2020, which is tough. It's funny, as a Resistance player, I'm not as into the Fireball, but talking to a lot of other people, I know they're really excited about the Fireball. I think Von Regs is super sweet. And yeah, just those Hotshots and Aces packs also, you know, so many options being added for existing ships, you know, just new pilots, really cool. Going to have to wait till February for that, which is tough.
We also see that Hotshots and Aces alternate pilot cards are coming out that same time with the Von Regs tie and the Fireball in February. And then we're also not going to see the other two smaller little packets, Never Tell Me the Odds, Obstacle Pack, and the Fully Loaded Upgrade Pack. Those are not coming till January of 2020. So that's also some pretty sad news.
Well, so now the Never Tell Me the Odds and Fully Loaded are the ones coming with the alternate deployments. You know, we saw that teased a little bit. And so coming early January, or sometime in January, maybe that's in time for the, you know, the LVO, you know, big grand championship for X-Wing. I wonder if, you know, on their launch, we get, you know, any official implementation of those into, you know, main competitive X-Wing events. Because that's kind of the big speculation, you know, will these alternate deployments find their way into, you know, the main competitive X-Wing formats?
And that would be cool to see. I think there's an opportunity for that to happen. I think mostly I'm just sad because I am going to be attending the LVO Fly Better Grand Championship in Las Vegas at the end of January. And I'm a little sad that not only will the Hotshots and Aces pack not be out, giving us new pilot options, Von Regs tie won't be out. So I'm either going to have to find some different First Order stuff to fly or just pick something else. Maybe a Separatist Swarm.
Well, you know, hopefully at least you get some points updates before the LVO.
Yeah, well, wouldn't it have been like a fun shakeup to not only have points updates, but then also have like three pretty substantial releases right before a big tournament?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it'll still be a really good tournament, but yeah, that has me a little bummed out.
Yeah, well, now I'm bitter and have to, you know, organize a speech and debate tournament that weekend. So, you know, maybe we should hold off and wait and let me have the first crack at the new meta.
I also think, you know, people don't need to be afraid, though. December 2019, we're getting all the alternate faction-specific damage decks. Those are coming out just in time for the holiday, so have no fear.
That's right. Perfect stocking stuffer, you know. Get your best friend a new damage deck.
I also like want to ask the question here of what exactly does it mean for ships to be part of a wave? Because if we're seeing Von Regs tie and Fireball be part of Wave 6, but they release like 2 months afterwards, I'm still really unclear on why we call that part of the same wave.
Well, you know, Tim, a wave is a really fluid concept. You know, it really ebbs and flows with the tide. It can kind of just, you know, there's the crest of the wave, the body. It really comes at different points. And so it's a great term that FFG has used because it allows them so much flexibility.
So much wiggle room. So you're saying that the bulk of the reprints are the crest of the wave, and then like Von Regs tie and Fireball are just kind of the water that flows in afterwards?
Yeah, and all of us are just sitting in that wave pool moving back and forth and not really going anywhere.
All right, so a release that we do have in hands right now, two new releases this past weekend, the Huge Ship Conversion Kit. which will transfer over all those epic scale ships, the Tantive IV, Rebel Shuttle, Raider, all that good stuff, into the second edition game, as well as the release of the Epic Battles multiplayer expansion, which is going to give you some new tools and a bunch of new scenarios, different ways to play the game rather than your standard, you know, 200-point dogfight.
Right. You know, this is a little late and overdue for FFG. We were supposed to have both of these for the World Championship and, you know, have Epic and all these cool new multiplayer formats for side events at Worlds. A little late on their release, but, you know, it's out now, and this is really the perfect time for these releases because, you know, competitive season's over and this is the perfect time, you know, to play your epic games or all these really cool new scenarios that are in the multiplayer expansion.
Yeah. So honestly, post Worlds here, because I wasn't going to play at any other big tournaments before LVO comes up. I've not been in an X-Wing frame of mind. I mean, Worlds was fantastic. I played a ton of games that weekend. Right now, my game attention is focused on Keyforge and Marvel Champions and other stuff right now. But I'm really excited that this expansion is coming out now because it is making me excited to play X-Wing. That's not just tournament standard X-Wing. Because both, you know, we played Aces High at Worlds. That was super fun. And we didn't even have like the full rule set there, basically. There's a ton more scenarios in the Epic Battles expansion. And I haven't played a game of Epic since whatever the last first edition X-Wing Worlds. So I'm really excited to see how it's been implemented in 2.0. A lot of the stuff they've spoiled looks like they've adapted a lot of the mechanics and they feel more complete in this version of the game.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, just like the whole squadron element to Epic is huge. I mean, that's what you wanted with Epic. You know, okay, of course you wanted the huge ships, but you also, you know, okay, let's have a squad of 4-6 X-Wings, you know, a block of TIE fighters, and like make it feel like this is a movie scale conflict. And that's really, I think, what Epic has delivered for the first time now. You know, before when you had the small ships, it really bogged down the gameplay to have all the nuance of the small ships. And so having that simplified and streamlined is a, I think, a really big deal for Epic. And I really think it's going to push the focus and fun in the right place for Epic.
Yeah, the game should inherently feel different, right? Because playing Epic X-Wing, even in first edition, wasn't so much about the direct competition there. Like, you're going there for the experience. You want that really big thematic scale fight. To me, when I played, it wasn't that big of a deal if I won or lost, as long as the like shared experience was interesting and fun.
Except when we were like crushing the Minax Star Wars in Epic, right?
That was great. That was a good moment for me. I was really proud of that. Other than that, though, but the biggest holdup for me about playing Epic in the past is the amount of time it takes, because, you know, a good game of X-Wing takes 75 minutes. If you're not capping it, they can take up to 2 hours sometimes for completion, for just like a standard 200-point game. It seems cool to scale up the points, but like you're saying, Carson, you just add all that little, like every ship has to move. You'll do those minor mistakes and your ships will bump into each other. And you just don't really feel like you're flying a big scale fight. You're just flying a bunch of individual ships. To see those mechanics now adapted where you can fly ships in squadrons takes away just a lot of the less important nuance work that you don't really care about in a big scale fight. Like, I don't need those precise movements necessarily at every given moment from each ship. I just want to fly my Y-Wing squad in, fly my X-Wing squad in, have them start shooting, and then when things get intense, they can break off and do whatever they need to do.
Right. I mean, I think when you play Epic, you really want just like an iconic game. You know, it's not necessarily about who wins or loses. It's like, you know, did we have this cool epic battle, right? And I think, you know, with the new design for Epic with second edition, I think they're going to really deliver on that. I mean, when you're playing like a 3-hour game, it's not about who wins that game. It's that all the people at the table had a good experience. And I'm really looking forward to Epic. You know, I wanted to, of course, play it at Worlds, but I'm excited to play it now in the off season. And what's also cool is, you know, all these Epic ships we have, well, now they can be used for all the new factions as well. And so it's cool to, okay, you know, we know kind of what Rebels, Imperials, and Scum do with Epic, but what does the First Order or the Separatists do with Epic? Completely new areas to explore. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun to just discover that. Of course, that might mean I need to buy more T-70s. or Jedi starfighters, but you know, whatever. Like, it's gonna be awesome.
So be it. Yeah, I think it was a really cool decision they did to allow you to play those new factions too and not have to wait for officially released ships, giving you the opportunity. So even with just the existing epic ships, you can still play with the new factions. So it's cool to see all the factions incorporated in that way. And I feel like that's something they didn't necessarily have to do, but I'm glad they included that, where you're not just stuck to those core old school factions.
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, I don't know if I really want to buy more epic ships. But, you know, having the existing epic ships I have already transfer over, awesome. It gives me a lot of cool X-Wing stuff to do, you know, post-Worlds. Like, I've been just grinding X-Wing from January of 2019 till October of 2019. The burnout is pretty real. It's been, like, nonstop competitive X-Wing. I don't really want to play competitive X-Wing for a little bit. But, you know, I love X-Wing, so giving me alternative ways to play. Epic, of course, a huge, great casual event. And, you know, there is competitive depth within Epic. For those who are really, you know, into that style, like, that is a possibility. For me, I think I'm going to probably take it pretty casually, and it's a nice refresher, you know, just get to play fun, cool synergies. But really looking forward to it. You know, I love the Resistance, and, you know, now I'm going to have to try that in Epic. Of course, you know, all the Jedis too with Republic, you know, there's so many different pilots and combinations there. That could be sweet as well.
I think selfishly too, one of the reasons I'm excited for these expansions to be out is it just gives us more content for the podcast. Because sometimes it gets a little tricky after we hit World Season and everyone, I feel like, generally is kind of on burnout from X-Wing. We are dedicated to getting you a podcast every week, so it's nice that we can have something to talk about other than just all that meta stuff that we've been chatting about nonstop.
Right. I mean, I really haven't played X-Wing since Worlds. I've been playing Magic and Keyforge. But now that the Epic expansion's out, the multiplayer expansion's out, I'm excited to get back into playing some X-Wing.
I didn't have an opportunity, I don't think you did either, Carson, to crack into these expansions this past weekend. But we're looking forward to, I'm going to get a ton of games in, I think, with the scenarios, at least more Aces High with the full rule set there, maybe a couple other scenarios for the multiplayer front. So hopefully next week's episode, I think we can talk about the scenario stuff and the smaller scale multiplayer stuff. And then I think we'll follow that up with our impressions of our first couple Epic games.
Yeah, I just picked up both the expansions today, so hope to get some games in this week.
But if you guys have already been playing with these new expansions, I posted a Facebook post up a couple nights ago. Give us your first impressions. Let us know, did you play Epic, Aces High, one of the other scenarios? What did you think? Did you see areas where it could be improved, or did you really like what they've done with the game? Let us know. We want to get that feedback so we can know what to look for.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I played a bunch of Aces High at Worlds. It's an amazing scenario. I think we'll definitely be covering that next week. But if there's any other scenarios, there was a bunch of scenarios in the multiplayer expansion pack that you want to see us cover, you know, devote a whole episode to a specific scenario. We are absolutely on board. Just let us know what scenario you want us to cover.
I'm definitely looking forward to a couple months of more casual X-Wing play. Should be fun.
All right. So, you know, while Tim and I have taken a break from competitive X-Wing since Worlds, that doesn't mean competitive X-Wing hasn't been going on. Of course, we had a grand championship happen this weekend. And, you know, big friend of the show, Doug Howe, you know, one of our X-Wing nemeses, won the Warfare yeah. Grand Championship.
Friend is a little generous.
Doug's great. I think, but also he's knocked us out great. Of some tournaments.
I think when he beats both of us consecutively in the cut rounds of a big tournament, that definitely makes him an arch enemy of the show. But
yeah,
he's also
he beat
a really
me at
nice
Worlds 2016 too, so we'd be beefing. But Doug's great, super nice dude.
He's a super cool guy, really good X-Wing player. So that was awesome to see him take that event.
Yeah, so Doug won the Warfare Grand Championship with Sunfawk and six Vultures. You know, you got that strong control piece of Sunfawk, plus just all of the pain that just a mass volume of Vultures can provide. You know, you throw in that tractor, reduce your target's agility, and then hit them with a high volume of two dice attacks, well modded with network calculations. A strong recipe for success. Of course, Doug is an amazing pilot, you know, really good ace player. So Not surprised he picked up Sunfalk. A little surprised he went for all the Vultures, but, you know, great player. Of course he's, you know, been successful. Glad to see him get a big win.
And in true archenemy fashion, he's clearly trying to contradict me and John's opinions about Sunfac from last week's episode, saying he's not a big deal. So good job, Doug. And good job to all of you for listening to this episode of Radio TCX.
Yeah, a lot of work put in for you for listening to this episode. Congratulations.
a little bit shorter. If you like the show, please go on to facebook.com/radiotcx and like our Facebook page.
You can follow us on Twitter at Radio TCX Podcast.
And if you really enjoy the show, please go on to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review along with a comment saying what you like about the show and why others should listen.
And if you want to support the show directly, please consider going on to patreon.com/radiotcx and become a supporter of the show today. It really means so much to us.
Again, folks, thank you so much for listening. Hopefully you can enjoy some epic games or some epic battles multiplayer games here in the coming week. And then we'll talk to you about them next week. See you later.